Me and Billy by James Lincoln Collier. Narrated by Alston Brown. Chapter 1. Me and Billy like to get cooked to talk about how things were on the outside, beyond the high brick wall that went around the home. We boys hardly ever got out past the walls to see for ourselves. Once a year, on 4th of July, the charity ladies, who put up money for the home, took the boys to some lake to see how many of us would drown. At Christmas, they'd take us over to the girls' home for a party, where the boys didn't do anything but fight and throw food. That was about it. We didn't have any clear idea of how things were in the outside world. It was a mystery to us. We knew there were such places as stores, where you could buy apples or honey and things if you had some money. But we never had any money, so stores didn't matter much to us. We knew that boys out there had bicycles to ride on, baseball bats, and sleds to slide down steep streets on in the winter, for we read stories about boys doing such things in our reading books. But we didn't know what it felt like to ride a bike or slide down a street on a sled. Anyway, we weren't sure that we could do these things even if we got outside ourselves. Maybe boys who grew up in homes weren't allowed to have bicycles and sleds. We didn't know. But Cook had spent most of his life, until the last 10 years, outside the home, and he still went out every Sunday afternoon to visit an old widow woman he was soft on. Cook liked boasting about all the things he'd done other places, and we encouraged him, for we were mighty curious about the outside world. When me and Billy were sent into the kitchen to scrub pots and pans...